Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Liminal Lands, an episode I'm calling Leather Crop Top. Before it begins, I need to shout out some friends of mine who help support the show. Twiglets, who is a descendant of a Thunderbird, Maddie Gerard, who is 75% Jingu, and Ruben, who has the blood of both Wendigos and Ojos Rios running through his veins. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting the show. I always say this, and it's true, but y'all really do make it possible for everybody else to keep enjoying it and for me to keep making it, so thank you. Now, enjoy the show. Well, hypothetical future listeners, I'm lamed up again. I doubt that'll come as a surprise to any of you. At least this time it's a different leg, I guess. Alright, here's where I'm at. My leg is pretty messed up, but the bleeding has slowed down a little bit, at least. I'm about to wrap it. This duster of mine is about to get even shorter. I've already used strips from it several times. Thank God the cat gave this to me. It has been so incredibly useful. I think it's honestly not much exaggeration to say it's been a lifesaver. And it's saving me once again, which is great. But it's already about a foot shorter than it was when I began, and obviously getting shorter still. If I keep this up, by the time a month is out, it won't be a duster anymore. It'll be a leather crop top. Granted, that might look cute on me if I could pull it off, but wouldn't protect me near as much. And there aren't enough people out here to impress with my fashion choices to make it worth it. My sort of outdoor hobo chic. Okay. There. Nice and tight. That should help some. That's at least step one down, but my leg still isn't holding my weight. I'm hoping, though, that has more to do with it being numb, and not that my leg is too tore up to hold it. Because if that's the case, I'm screwed with a capital F. It's just like everything else I've had to deal with here. I just have to make a few assumptions and hope for the best. I think the best in this scenario is the numbness sort of slowly wears off. That I can walk on it, but it stays a bit numb. The numbness is pretty much helping me right now in that I'm not writhing in pain. So that's what I'm hoping for. The numbness wears off enough I can walk, but not enough to leave me incapacitated. But I can't just sit here with my thumb up my ass and wait for what I hope is going to happen. There's really no telling how much time there is left in the day today. Today seems like it's going to be a fairly long one. Hell, it's been a fairly long day already, and the sun's just barely past the midpoint of the sky. But I can't just sit here. I've got to do something, which is hard to do when you really can't walk. Here's the thing, though. When I'm sitting here where I finally fell after running away from the friggin' pond monster back there, and I seem to be sitting at the base of a hill. Where I'm at, I can see it's definitely start sloping up over there. I haven't been thinking clearly, guys. For that, I'm blaming that damn thing I've been calling a siren getting into my head and scrambling my brains. It's not exactly like I'm a candidate for Mensa on the best of days, and that bitch got into my head and shook my last two brain cells all up. The poor little fellas finally seem to be working a bit more normal. Firing on all two cylinders, as it were. I have to figure out a general idea of where I am. The direction I'm going to had a damn canyon in the way, so I'm going to need to either go around it or through it, so I need to find it. If I can find it, I can walk along it, see if I can see a spot where I can work my way down and then back up the other side, or just keep on walking. I mean, it has to end somewhere, doesn't it? There's also the fact of those fires I saw. I'd almost completely forgotten about it. Maybe I can find whoever made one of those fires. They might be able to something. Maybe they know a little bit more about the lay of the land. I don't know. Hell, it might be nice to talk to someone besides you guys. Now, please don't take this the wrong way, HFLs, but you guys aren't exactly gifted conversationalists. Hell, sometimes I feel like I'm carrying on the conversation completely on my own. It's like y'all aren't putting in any effort at all. Pretty rude of you, to be honest. But I digress. I have to find the canyon. I'm at the base of a hill, ridge, mountain, something that might go high enough I can see the damn thing. So I need to climb it. But Soko, you say, have you forgotten you can't walk? Do you plan to just scoot up to the top of the hill like a dog dragging its ass on the carpet? My reply is, 1. First, you don't talk to me at all. Then you talk to me like that. You're really trying to hurt my feelings. And 2, no, I am not going to scoot up the mountain. I have scooted over to this nice little sapling here, though. And it's a very nice sapling. It goes up and it's about 10 feet tall. It's about as big around as a baseball bat at its widest at the base. But more important than any of that, it forks about 6 feet up. A nice, wide, gentle fork. And using the power of science and whittling, I'm going to transmute this sapling into a crutch. Y'all don't need to hear that, obviously, but hopefully the next time we speak, I'll be working my way up this hill, or maybe even at the top. I'll see you guys on the other side. Okay, guys, I lied. I'm neither at the top, nor am I working my way there yet. I'm still trying to smooth this out enough to use. I just wanted to tell you guys, I feel like Rich is coming this way and going to be here pretty soon. I don't know exactly why I think that, just that I do think that. Maybe it's just that it's been a while since I've seen him. And I'm used to seeing him every so often. We'll see if I'm right pretty now. We'll see if I'm right now. I was. Am. Whatever tense. I just saw Rich again. It's hard to see his slinking shadow, but I just happened to be looking in the right direction, so I spotted him as soon as he got close enough to be seen. So yeah, that's nice. I always feel a little bit less lonely when Rich is... Huh. Now that Rich is a bit closer, something seems off. Rich doesn't seem to be moving the same as usual. He seems to be moving slower. And a bit of a hitch in his gait. Rich! Hey, Rich, buddy! Buddy, is something wrong? He's definitely limping too. Like, for sure. He's not really getting any closer, but I can for sure tell he's limping. And he looks different somehow. Oh, his color. He isn't quite all black. It looks like a dark purple running down his flank. Is that? What is that, Rich? Rich, come here. Let me look at you. Or not, I guess. That's fine, too. Guys, I think that dark purple stuff might be... It might be blood. Hey guys. Dun, 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 dun. The crutch is finished. And it looks pretty good too, if I do say so myself. I've already walked around with it just a little bit. There is one small thing though. We're getting ever and ever closer to the reality of the leather crop top. This crutch is rough on my armpit, even after only walking around a few steps. And I don't have anything else to pad it with, so some more leather wrapped around it's gonna have to do. Definitely better than nothing, though, so I'm gonna do that, then maybe finally go somewhere. Oh, Rich laid down a bit ago and hasn't moved much since. Honestly, I'm really starting to get a little worried about him. I wonder if Rich also had a run-in with the eldritch monstrosity of McElligot's pool. Or... if there's something else out here that I should be worried about. Okay, I mean, I'm sure there is something. This place is a fucking hellscape. But I mean, something else in the immediate area. I really don't want to mess with anything that can whoop Rich's ass. But anyways, let's get this done and get a move on. Okay, guys. Do y'all know how hard it is to crutch up a hill in the woods? It ain't easy. You know, I thought I'd gotten into decent shape with all of the walking and running in terror and shitting myself in fear and whatnot. Apparently not in good enough shape. The only reason I'm not harder on myself is Rich seems to be struggling too. He's behind me somewhere. Let's see. Yeah. Following, but slowly. God, I wish I knew how much further I have to go to get to the top. Am I almost there? Halfway? Not even a quarter? On second thought, I'm glad I don't know. That knowledge might break me. Guys, I can see the top. I'm almost there. I gotta take a break. But I can see the top. I'll see you guys there. Okay, HFLs. We made it. And as usual here, it's a good news, bad news situation. Actually, I think it's usually a bad news, worse news situation. It's for damn sure never a good news, better news situation. Hell, it's never even a neutral news, good news situation. But anyways, the good news is I can actually see the canyon from up here, so I do have an idea of where to go. I'm not quite as lost as I used to be. I at least know the direction to go. Bad news is, holy shit, it's a long ways away. With the added bonus that I can't just head straight there from here. This side of this little hill is just way too sheer. I could probably tackle it if I was 100% healthy, but trying to do it while using a crutch can't amount to suicide. So I think I'm going to have to backtrack back down this mountain and go all the way around it. Fun stuff. And I think I've said this before, but going downhill is sometimes harder than going uphill. So that's going to be... Something isn't right. Something isn't right, guys. Something feels bad wrong right now. I don't know. This is... Where's Rich? I have to find Rich now. He was behind me, directly behind me. I need to find Rich now. Okay, faster. Faster. Rich! Rich! Oh, shit. Get up, you useless piece of shit. Rich! Shit. Where are you? There! Rich! Oh, damn. He's just laying there. I'm coming, Rich. I'm coming.
I'm going away, but I won't come back. On a lonesome railroad line, but I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
As always, guys, thank you for listening. And now it's time for me to ask for money. Yeah, fun stuff. Seriously, though, guys, I do have a Patreon, and if you like what I'm doing, that is one way to support me. I have a Ko-fi as well if you just want to make a one-time donation. Ko-fi, coffee, you know, whatever it is. There's a link in the show notes. I know times are hard right now, and a lot of people just can't even afford to support the show. So another way you can support if you enjoy it is, you know, leaving a like or a review. Somebody pointed out the other day I already have over 300 ratings on Spotify, and it's like at 4.8 out of 5 on that. So a lot of you already have, and that means the world to me, guys. Thank you so much if you already have. And if you haven't, it'll take you just a couple of seconds, and it helps grow the show. The more it grows, the more people see it, the more likely I am to be able to trick somebody into becoming a patron. Kidding, kidding. I hope I actually do offer some value in return for becoming a patron. There's hours and hours of bonus content. But that's it. I hate making this pitch, so I'm done with it. So, until next time, beware of doorways.